Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. How's every little thing?
Every little thing is fine. We had some rain this morning in Salisbury, but not in Sharon.
See?
Well, we had rain in Salisbury. Not a lot, I mean, it was wet outside, wet enough to be damp and wet. But then by the time it got Sharon, dry. Dry roads, dry grass.
It's all these low clouds, a lot of low clouds. And that is the biggest dilemma as far as the forecasting is concerned for the weekend. Well, actually, from today right through the weekend, cloud cover.
Low clouds.
Not so much. You're right. Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking partly cloudy today. I accent the clouds. When I do partly, if I think there'll be more clouds than sun, I accent the clouds. If I think there'll be more sun than clouds, I accent the sun. So therefore, partly cloudy simply means more clouds than sun. Mid-70s. Cloudy tonight, mid-50s. Cloudy with a chance of a shower Friday, mid-70s. A front comes in Friday night with a shower or thunderstorm. Behind it, variably cloudy, breezy Saturday, 70. Clouds, some sun Sunday, 65 to 70. So the word cloud appears in this forecast quite frequently.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Now, I was looking at the TV screen earlier this morning, and one of the forecasts put up that there was a slight risk of thunderstorms.
Not until tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. So is it going to be humid today?
Well, it's not going to be as humid as it is going to be tomorrow.
Okay.
But it won't be dry. Obviously, the reason for the clouds.
Yeah.
The humidity, right?
So they'll just be hanging around for a while.
Unfortunately, yeah, they should break up from time to time. I already told our director, he says, and the weather for the weekend. Because this movie is the biggest pain that I've ever had. But I said, looks cloudy. I said, I don't think you have to worry about wetness, but it looks cloudy. So I got a fret from that. But one day after the other, another event pops up that someone can't make it. Again, these people do not take it nearly as seriously as I do. So that's the problem.
That's a big problem.
It's a big problem, especially when you have limited time.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, you have 7 days a week for the next couple of months. You have a weekend and a Monday, if you will, a half of a Monday up until Columbus Day. And that's it, and we have to get out of there. So I don't know what we're going to be doing. When I spoke to the director last night, he said, if the trend continues like this, we'll be cutting scenes right and left. Which is not going to help the movie.
No.
So I'm very disgusted with that. Really am. I was encouraged by my eye doctor. I told him what happened to me yesterday morning. It was a routine physical, folks. But just coincidental, yesterday morning I woke up at 1:30 with real bad pain in my left eye, which is the eye that had the accident with the soap. So I kind of thought it was a reoccurrence. After he examined the eye, he said, absolutely not. He said, it's well healed. No problem. He said, I'm going to say that it's one of two things, either sinuses or dry eye, because both of your eyes are dry. So you need to do drops four times a day for the next month.
Well, you know what? A listener sent me an email yesterday, told me I was very mean to you yesterday.
You were?
That's right. This is no lie. They sent me an email. It made me laugh that you were complaining about your pain in the eye. And then I was being a pain in the ass.
I don't remember why. I don't think you said anything.
I think I might have joked with you a little bit, but so they said that I was giving you pain on both ends of the spectrum.
No, not at all. Marshall and I, we joke around back and forth, and it's very rarely that Marshall and I would ever insult one another. So thank you very, very much for that concern, but you don't have to worry about that. And I don't have to worry about it now, too, because she said, I'll see you in a year. And I said, well, thank you. I appreciate that. By the way, my right eye, 20/20, left eye, 20/25.
Well, there you go.
Now, remember, when I had the accident.
Yeah, when you put that stuff in, it was amazing.
That eye was like, that was like, you know, what, 40, 50?
That was horrible.
Yes. So thank God for that. And that was it. I came back and, face the music and dance with this one can't come, that one can't come. It's just very, very difficult. That's all I could say.
How's Shirley this morning?
Shirley's upstairs. She's doing fine. No thunder, no lightning. So she's upstairs, so she's quiet. Everything is fine there. And I did speak with one of the ladies up at the lake. We're using her cabin to shoot in. She was she went to New Jersey to help out with the dogs that were rescued from North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
She is a pet rescuer. She is so good, Paula. And, you know, she said, you know, she was holding them. She said they are just adorable. She said, I just hope somebody, you know, makes them a home. And that does break my heart, because sometimes I see on Facebook and YouTube, Marshall, you see these poor little dogs. Did you see the dog this morning on Facebook that was found under something, and he's blind and was chained?
Yeah, amazing. It's just
it breaks my heart.
But you know what people also don't realize about these flooding situations: 5,000 pigs and what it was 5,000
chickens
and chickens all were killed and floating around now in this submerged world. Those are the horrible things that you hear about. Now, human loss of human life is the utmost, okay?
Right.
And property.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. But when you think about the poor animals, and unlike wild animals who can at least try to run to escape,
right?
You know, they have a chance to escape. These other animals don't. They're doomed, and it's just. Those are the things that I have to pass by so quickly on Facebook, because it upsets me. It upsets me so. I just can't. I can't.
Me too. And you know, when you hear about people that have left their homes, but yet they tied their dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? Find those people, and they should be put in jail.
They should be put in jail. Or else the next flood, they should be tied to a post.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Uh-huh. See how you like it. Uh-huh. Right. Oh, yeah. I could never imagine that in my life. So, on that note, we move to another chapter, and that chapter is the long-range winter forecast.
Uh-oh.
It's done.
All right. When's it coming out?
Well, I could send it to you now, and we could try to do it tomorrow. Not a problem.
We'll do it tomorrow. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You sound excited to talk about it.
Not really. I don't have very high confidence in it. Let's put it this way. My long-range forecast for the fall or for the summer did not include a hurricane hitting the Carolinas. Hmm. So, you know, I kind of wonder, like, where we're going with this pattern. It is such a crazy pattern that I don't know if I identified it correctly. But, you know, we'll take our chances and see what happens.
Roll the dice.
That's it. I mean, that's what the long-range forecasts, that's all they are. Anything after 5 days is a roll of the dice. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. Yeah, especially nowadays where we have extremes. Everything's extreme. Everything extreme. It goes from one extreme to another.
That is correct. Yeah. Everything is extreme. You are right. So that's it. I'm in the midst of looking at some of the new computer models now. I don't see anything earth shattering. So that's a good thing, isn't it?
As long as the 29th is good, I'm a happy man.
Oh, I looked at the 29th and it looks good. It looks okay. They're saying like at night, a front will come in with showers. But you'll be home by then.
No, I won't be home, but I'll be on my way home. Yeah. I'll leave there at like 6:30, so I'll be home. I'll be home somewhere around 9:30.
Right. And again, you know, if it's just showers, you could deal with that, as long as it's not a nor'easter or a hurricane or a winter storm.
That's exactly right.
Right.
All right, Pat. I guess we're all set for this morning.
We are all set. Hope that you get more sun than I'm predicting. And tomorrow, you paid me, so we're going to do this all over again.
That's right. Okay. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye, Marshall.
I'm Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.